Blog Talk Radio.
Or what?
Fuck yeah, I got a plan, man. I got a radically hellacious plan. First we get like a shitload of tall cans, right? Then an 8-ball. No, a quarter OZ. Fifth of Jack, just to take the edge off. Then we spark up the thick, relacious ganj bud, get those chicks all horn dogged out.
All right, everybody, we're live tonight. It is the Marijuana Happy Hour live from Las Vegas. Back on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Back on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube starting tomorrow live, we're everywhere. Go over to the Rumble channel, register, subscribe, We're giving away a car. Still don't know what car we're giving away. Tomorrow we're going to announce what car we're giving away. So go over there and subscribe in for your chance to win a car. Not any specific yet. All we can say, a car. Or an SUV, maybe, I guess. Maybe a NASCAR. We don't know. So go over there, MHH Network. And follow us over at Rumble, because Rumble doesn't take our content down. If you really want to see the raw show, you want the raw, everything that isn't cut, you got to go over there. We tried to go live on Facebook last night. That video has been pulled already. There isn't a lot of people that saw it. It was pulled over hate, which I don't even understand. I do a show about maybe thinking for yourself, not joining groups, but what they did is they go through and they hit on your podcast now, I guess, is when you, I can't say certain words now on Facebook. So the Facebook thing, that might have been a short-lived journey. That might have been a short-lived journey of the live. They literally took it down. It's insane. It's insane. I don't even understand anymore. I don't even know what I can and cannot say. What are the rules? I don't even know what I did. I said, all I asked is, I don't even know what to say anymore. You get to this point now. I when I started this in 2008, I had no idea that I'd have to worry about what I had to say. Thank God I'm not doing this for money, or I would have killed myself. If I had to do this for money, there'd be no way I'd be doing this show. There's no way. Because there's no way to make money in this podcast business. Because what happens is anybody that hears your show and feels like you're a threat, they start attacking you. Like everybody hurt. Like all I do all day now, all I do all day is answer emails from people that want to kick my ass, basically. That's all I do all day. So I go on Facebook last night. I think I do one of the greatest shows I've ever done. The videos hit right. I mean, it was the content maybe sucked because nobody likes me anyways, but the actual show itself was great last night. And I went on and did this big, long rant, which we'll do every night at the end, Johnny's Final Thoughts. I might have stole that from another show. I don't know where that maybe came from, but we're here. I do live a Jerry Springer type lifestyle, so I'm not going to hide it. I'm not going to hide it. I don't buy expensive bullshit. I could. I used to. But you know what happens when you wear expensive shit? You get fucking jumped now. You get robbed. Like, before you used to fucking be able to go to the club and you'd put your fucking Rolex on. I'd get my suits tailored from the men's warehouse. No, I'm just kidding. I used to like the way I looked. I did. And I'd get some Bruno Mali's or some Italian shoes, and I would do it all. I did the whole thing, slick the hair back, put the chain on, pull up in a fucking brand new car. Back then I had a Maserati. And not like one of the good ones. It was a Maserati from Chrysler. So don't get too crazy, okay? It was the Chrysler Maserati. It wasn't like, but it was a Maserati. So, you know, when I was a 22-year-old kid driving a Maserati, I went out and bought all that shit thinking it was going to get me laid. You know what happened? I got laid. I got laid a lot. The problem was, is none of these people that hung out with me or any of these women that I'd take home, not one of them was interested in me. They were interested in my money. Like, how did he make that money? How can I get some of that? And that was the day I decided that I'm never, ever going to flaunt my wealth ever again. And I'm glad I'm at that mindset nowadays, because now if you end up in the wrong neighborhood wearing the wrong shit, you're done. You're done, my friend. You ain't rolling through the east side of St. Louis with a Rolex on your arm walking down the street at 2 o'clock in the morning, okay? You're going to get jacked. And now when you show up to the club with all this shit on, the chicks look at you and they're like, yeah, look at that guy. That guy's got a lot of fucking money and a wedding ring. We're going to fucking rob this motherfucker. So guys who think that wearing expensive shit attracts the white women, it doesn't. It attracts the absolute worst women on the planet. I suggest everybody to not live like this anymore. It's over. It's over. The crime is out of hand, and the wealth gap is getting so out of hand that if you're going to drive a Maserati and wear a Rolex now, you're either going to die or you're going to give all that shit away. Hopefully you're insured. But that's what you do not want to do in these days. So quit wasting your money on stupid shit, cars and jewelry, and worry about your happiness. Who gives a shit if anybody thinks you're rich? See, now proving that you're rich, what's going to happen here? It's time. It's flipping, rich assholes. For almost 60 straight years, we said the poor people have been beaten. They've paid for everything with their hearts, their souls, everything. They've paid for it, and they work, and they work, and they work. And you assholes sit there all day drinking $1,200 bottles of scotch, doing nothing, making millions and millions of dollars, and living in houses that you don't – like Howard Stern. There's two people. They live in a house. Two people, 27 rooms. Good as this. What are you doing? So what's going to happen is one day a group of people will come down and they will just take guys like Howard Stern's houses. Ain't nothing you're going to do about it. Flaunting your wealth is karma. The karma of the and we have to sit here and watch you guys rolling up. And I see these guys, they fucking roll up in a Lambo here. You park in front of them, they get the valet it, and do the whole fucking thing with the Rolex and everything. Well, needless to say, it's just going to get you killed. It's going to get you killed. It's going to get you robbed. Quit flaunting your wealth, man. It's just horrible. Horrible out there. It is the Marijuana Happy Hour, and we are smoking some weed. I am on a heavy, heavy dose of this shit called, can't even pronounce it, fucking Slurdy, man. Fucking Slurdy is making me slur and go on and go on. So it's Wednesday. It is the worst of the week today. So we have the worst band of the week. So we had 8 entries this week, and I picked one. So we got enough for 2 months if we have to. But if you're on YouTube one day and you click on a band that's just horrible, it's like the worst thing you've ever seen. It's like, how is this a thing? Like, how do these guys go to a studio, write, record, spend money, record this, and then spend thousands of dollars making a video for the absolute most garbage music in the world? So tonight we have worst band of the week. It's going to be fun. Last night, everybody loved the Diamond David Lee Roth song on the news desk last night. That was amazing. Dave emailed me today and he goes, hey, Johnny, he goes, he had 317,000 streams of that song before he woke up this morning. So I want to thank the audience, man. You guys are great. Last night's show was fucking insane. They pulled it, but the song still remains on the news desk over on the Twitter channel. So there's a lot of changes coming, guys. A lot of changes coming to this network. There's a lot of changes going on. There's a lot of things moving around. We still kind of don't have a permanent home yet, but we're testing shit out. We're putting our feelers out where we're going to bring the show to. It's tiring loading the show up to fucking 12 different things. And thank God we still have our RSS feed here and are able to reach everybody. So we will be here every Thursday, no matter what. So every Thursday, we are going to do the AM 420 Marijuana Happy Hour. People have been very upset people are like, what the fuck's going on with the show? Where are you at? What's going on? It's very simple. Just go over to @MarijuanaHappy. You'll be able to see all the new content, the new upgraded content with videos, by the way. And it is really a huge upgrade. So go there and watch it. But for our diehard fans, we are doing a live show tomorrow night. Old school AM radio style, call in on the phone still. It's going to be fun. Just me talking about my dick and how I'm fighting with other podcasters and what we're doing with those guys. I don't have the energy tonight to do that because we got to do a thing with the other thing. And then we got to do the thing with the thing. But then we got to go over there. And then we got to come over here. And then we got to keep it moving along. So it's very, very nice night tonight. Like I said, it's worst of the week tonight on the Marijuana Happy Hour. We're having I really am having a good time doing these shows. I'm doing a lot of shows, though. We are doing so many fucking shows. It's insane. Just trying to get ready. We'll have everything figured out, hopefully, by the end of this weekend. We have a new website. It's a fucking mess right now. I'm not going to lie. This whole fucking thing is a mess. We're moving. But I tell you what. It's going to be a good move, okay? It's good. Everything is going really good. We got great guests lined up. We got things going on. We have a thing to do over here. And then we got to go over there. And then I have to suck stuttering John's dick. I don't know. It's been a crazy night. My Twitter date's already left. I bombed out. Bombed out big time. Big time. This chick comes over. I thought she wanted to have sex. She just wanted to hang out. Like, literally hang out. I'm like, when did... I can't remember the last time this has ever happened. It's been a long time since I had a chick come over and she went, nah, I don't think so. I don't know. Sometimes you just look at a guy and you don't want to fuck him. And that's what happened tonight. She looked right at me and she goes, no. And it's always the unattractive ones that you have problems with. It's like the ones that you take for granted. You're like, oh, that chick. I'm trying to think what this girl, the best way to describe her. Have you ever seen Seinfeld? The chick with the really big nose that Kramer said, you need a nose job? That chick's that I think she, I don't know. She just came in and sat down on the couch and I asked her if she wanted to smoke some weed. She's like, I don't smoke weed. I'm like, all right. Okay. And I prefer you don't. And I'm like, oh, God. Oh, one of these. Great. Would you like a drink? No, I don't drink. You want to watch some TV? She goes, I don't know, man. I got weird vibes. I got to go. And she literally laughed. My Tinder date lasted 3.5 minutes. I turned this chick off so bad. So bad. I mean, there was no... I don't even know what happened. I can't remember the last time I've struck it up. Because usually if a... Let's be honest. Usually if a chick in Las Vegas is on Tinder from out of town... And the best thing about being here, from 11 p.m. to 3 a.m., the chicks get drunker and drunker, and the emails get more desperate and more desperate. And I just thought I had another one on the hook. I thought I'd come over, throw a cream pie in her. She'd get up. I'd give her an Uber home. But no, she wanted nothing to do with me tonight. Nothing. She looked at me like I was a goddamn serial killer. She looked like me like she looked like that guy that came into, I don't know if you saw the Jeffrey Dahmer, but she kind of looked at me like I was Jeffrey Dahmer, like I was going to murder her or something, like I scared her. Just trying to remember the last time I struck out this bad, because usually when women come over to your house from Tinder, when the women are willing to come, number one, how horny do you got to be to get in your car and go to somebody that you know is stronger than you probably into a place you have no idea what's going on. You don't know if it's wired with cameras. You don't know if the guy's got weapons. You don't know if he's there to kill you. I mean, it's very dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. Most normal women don't just go over to a dude's place. Never happens. Usually the dudes have to go over to the chick's place, but I made a rule about 6 months ago that I'm never going to a chick's house again after that trailer park thing. I ain't ever going to another chick's house ever again. That trailer park thing cured me for life. If she don't want to come to my place, I'll get a hotel room. But I will not hang out at a chick's house ever. Unless I know you for a while, I'm just not hanging out at your house. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. I just got my dick bit off by a goddamn St. Bernard, you know? It's not fun. It's not fun. I have a newly healed dick. I have an appreciation of my cock, and I have to keep my cock safe. Because that 32 days, when that cock was not working, it was the worst ever. But now it's working. It's working good. And I finally get a chick to come over to my apartment, and she leaves because I scare the shit out of her. And it happens. I understand. I understand the concept why. I wasn't upset. It's just not into me. If you're not comfortable, get the fuck out of my house. I don't want people uncomfortable around me. It doesn't. Like I said, if you usually are going willing to take that risk, you're going over to get some dick. There's no way you're going over to, hey, let's build a relationship. Yeah, I'm coming over. I'm fucked up. It's 2:30 a.m. Yeah, let's talk. Let's talk about the theory of relativity. Let's talk about relationships and maybe how we can build one. Yeah, let's do that. No. They want some dick. So if you're good enough to get a woman to come over to your place in the middle of the night, two things are going to happen. She's either going to fuck you, or she's bringing a couple of homeboys with, and they're going to beat the shit out of you and rob you. That's the chance you got to take. But when you're horny, you're willing to throw the dice. It's a 50-50 shot. You're either going to bust a nut or get your nuts busted. 50-50 on these Tinder dates. But I just can't recall. I think it's been high school. I mean, I got to look back. I mean, and I know there's been a few dates where the chick said, I mean, there's got to be more. But it was just this tonight really depressed me. Very horrible. Very horrible date. Different times. Different times now. It really is. It's a different world we live in now. And we just...
Are we back? Are we back? All right.
Right.
All right, everybody, we are back. We are back. Finally, we had another power zap. Just zapped everything dead. Then they came back on again. Some kind of power surge slip. So I want to apologize for the long period of time there we were off the air, but you know, we can't stop electric on. We can't stop the work of Nikola Tesla and Mr. Edison himself. The AC/DC, of course, yes, and the Night Prowlers themselves. Thank you guys, but maybe she did a little better job so you didn't fuck up my show. We got just a little bit to go tonight. Of course, we have Worst of the Week coming up, but I want to get into my night last night. We did the show, feeling great, and I drank a little too much of that old cock. And I went on FetLife. So I was feeling weird last night. I was just feeling weird. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just weird. Like in a weird, kinky mood. So when you're in a weird, kinky mood, when just some regular sex ain't going to cut it. You need chicks with, like, battery cables and whips and chains and just odd fetishes and weird shit. You go over to that FetLife.com. When you're sick of vanilla sex, you really want to get into some fucking and some just downright sick, twisted, just weird shit. You go over to FetLife.com and you can find anything you want over there. So I'm fucking fucked up. Like super fucked up. I'm just into some weird shit. So I come across a trans. Yes, a trans. I came across a trans last night on FetLife that was online in 0.05 miles away. So like super looking to party. I'm like, okay. Oh. This is weird. This looks exactly like somebody I know. And I've never done a trans before, like this kind of trans. I've never done a trans. I've never been with a trans. Why does a trans want to be with a man? It's weird. So you go through all of this. You take all of this shit just to be with a man. Ugh. But I saw it. I saw the picture. It was like a I don't even know how to describe it. It was a sea of light. It was a sea of light. Trying to... I'm trying to explain to you how fucked up I was. I'm like a blackout drunk, basically. I didn't really know what I was doing. I was so fucking drunk and high last night after the show that I did something that I think might haunt me for a while. So I hit the trans up. I'm like, hey, what's up? You looking to party tonight? She goes, yeah. She goes, you go fast? And I'm like, I can. And she's like, well, I don't have the methods to go fast. Do you? And I'm like, I don't, but I'll flip you some cash. So I Venmoed her. Oh, suck. I already fucked this up, man. I'm already going to get banned. Let me just say, I Venmo'd him, okay? I Venmo'd him. It's not her. I Venmo him. And then about 30 minutes later, I get a knock on the door. I'm like, holy shit, they didn't steal my money. This dude did not steal my money. I open the door, come in, have a few drinks, do the thing, and then we're doing the thing, and then we're doing the thing, and then we're making out. Now, I'm making out, let's let the cat out of the bag. I was still drunk last night, and I was going through, and I found a trans man, which originally was a woman, that has transitioned into a man that looks exactly like Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. He looked exact, the glasses, everything. So we just hung out, we partied for about 3-4 hours. And he was very aggressive. He put the moves on me. It's very weird. It's very weird. I've never made out with another human with a beard before, with that goatee. looked just like Carl. It's crazy. No breasts at all. He took his shirt off, and he was like fucking buff. So, and I'm like, oh, now you're kind of ruining the Carl fantasy. Could you put a bigger T-shirt on? Could you maybe put a sloppy T-shirt or a flannel shirt on so you look more like Carl? But no. Then he took his glasses off. I'm like, no, please keep the glasses on. Because with the glasses on, looks exactly like Carl. But I want to tell everybody a little secret. If you want to have sex with a guy that looks like Carl, you just go to the costume store and get one of them Groucho Marx glasses, nose, and mustache things and just paint the bottom part of the goatee and you look exactly like Carl no matter who you are. So he puts the moves on me, goes down, is giving me the most incredible blowjob ever. I'm having gay sex for the first time out of prison. We'll talk, prison thing's a whole other story for another day. I'm not ready to talk about that yet, but I will. So, and then we go into the bedroom. Now he's completely naked. So I'm looking at Carl completely naked. And I look down, and this is the most beautiful vagina I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a vagina this perfect. I don't know if it's from the testosterone. I don't know if it's from just a beautiful vagina at birth. I can't see it. But I told her, if you could talk like that, when you want me to come, just start going, I don't know, put it over here, I don't see it, I can't find it, ha, 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 go just say Stuttering John 4 or 5 times. And this man had the tightest and nicest pussy, nicest smelling pussy, too. Oh, my God, it was the most beautiful sexual experience I've ever had. Like, seriously, I didn't think I'd be able to get a hard on. Because it was really weird making out with somebody that looks exactly like Carl. It really was, like a man that looks like Carl. But it's a woman. That doesn't make me gay, right? Like, am I gay? No, that doesn't make you gay if you have sex with somebody that looks like a man, but it's really a woman, right? So I've had sex on with trans on both ends. Just having sex with a trans woman make you gay because the trans woman has male genitalia. So that would mean that you'd like the genitalia, but it looks like a woman. There's no beard. There's no goatee. There's no weird ears. There's nothing. Nothing. Or is it gay because I made love to a man that looks like Carl last night that wasn't a man, though, but is a woman, has an actual vagina. And I actually didn't really get that hard. Because just seeing those glasses fogging up, well, it was like fulfilling a fantasy, kind of watching Carl suck my dick. But it wasn't Carl. It was Ed. His name was Ed? Yeah, Ed. Maybe for erectile dysfunction? I don't even know. I don't even know. So we went to the bedroom, I laid down, he got on top of me, and rode little Johnny for a little bit. Then I flipped him over and I fucked him in the ass again, and then we rolled over, and I was done. That was enough. And he was very disappointed because he wanted to get a strap on and do me. He goes, I thought you were gay. I'm like, no, I'm not gay. I'm a straight guy. I didn't think I was going to be able to perform until I saw the vagina because that's the nicest vagina ever. So last night, yeah, I did fuck a woman that looks like Carl from Who Are These Podcasts, who's a man. I don't mean any disrespect. How can I be transphobic? I've had sex with plenty of trans people. That was my third. That was my first female to male, though. And that was the strangest experience ever. But I get to finally experience what it'd be like to have gay sex almost. And I don't think I liked it. I don't think Ed's coming over again. he could tell I wasn't really into it. But I was into it, but I wasn't into it. The only reason I did it, I had a bit of a whiskey dick going on last night, too. So I don't even think I even came. But that was a nice, nice, tight, beautiful pussy. Just beautiful pussy on Ed. Ed has a beautiful pussy. That's like the nicest pussy I've ever seen. Fucking old Ed. Edward is his real name, but it was an experience that I'll remember. It's an experience that taught me a few things, that I don't ever want to kiss another person with a goatee. That just felt weird. I kind of felt, it's just weird. It was very weird, but it was very fun. And if Ed wants to go out and have a beer sometime, and Ed, you want to send me pictures of those pussies? That is a spectacular pussy. That, if you should be like, there's hand models. Ed should be a pussy model. That is the most beautiful pussy I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of pussies, but Ed's is the best. I mean, Ed has the best pussy I've ever seen. All right, we got a few things to go through tonight. Let's go to the phones. Hello. You're on the Marijuana Happy Hour with Johnny Cush. What do you got to say? Okay. All right. 646-727-1828 is the number to call in tonight. Of course, it is the Marijuana Happy Hour. We roll through America. We've already went 10 minutes over what I wanted to, so let me get to the couple of clips I wanted to play you. And then we have Worst Band of the Week. Now, if you have a submission for Worst Band of the Week, send it to me. And if you think, hey, this band's pretty good, I like them, well, then go check them out. Be their fans. Maybe we'll help them. Maybe we'll help these guys. Maybe we won't. But this is Worst of the Week. We found a band that no one else has ever heard of before. I guess people have heard of them. I don't know. I don't know why. Anybody would go see this? You got to see it for yourself. I don't even understand what's going on. Things are weird. That the David Lee Roth song is going to be posted tomorrow night's show. We'll be debuting the second David Lee Roth song. He said they were going to remix it and then send it over. And I don't know what it is, but he's going to send it first thing in the morning. You know, 317,000 streams so far of his new single, Ain't No Christmas. Go check it out on YouTube. David Lee Roth, Ain't No Christmas. Beautiful song. Made me weep last night. Made lots of people weep. A lot of great comments. People are loving it. And we got to do the thing with the thing. The podcast war is back on, apparently. More on that tomorrow. More on that. Just don't want to get into it tonight. We got so much shit going on with that. Buffalo show is sold out. Buffalo show is sold out. New Year's Eve, Buffalo, completely sold out. I want to thank everybody for buying tickets. And I can't wait to get to Buffalo on New Year's Eve. I didn't think I'd ever say that. But I like Buffalo. Buffalo's cool. I think Josh Allen might be a closeted homosexual. I don't know. I don't know. I've heard things about the guy, and then he looked at the thing, and then I don't know. All right, I got to stop that. Like, Johnny, why are you doing that? I'm making fun of somebody. He knows what I'm doing. What else we got to get to tonight? Okay, I want to get to a time in a place where men were men. And why did I tell that story? What sucks is like, after it happened, I woke up this morning in the most shame I've ever had. I was like, no one's ever going to find out about that. Maybe things got a little out of hand last night. I made love to a man with a vagina. I don't know. Things got out of hand. I'm not going to talk about it. No one's ever going to know. Just me and Ed. But no. I got so fucked up tonight now. I'm blacked out. Just talking shit. Saying shit I'm not supposed to be saying. Wasn't going to talk about it. Now everybody thinks I'm fucking weird. I made love to a woman that looks like Carl. God damn, she had a strong grip. She really knew how to yank a crank, I'll tell you that. All right. Back to a time where men were men. Remember those days? You're probably great-grandpa now. What did these guys do? These guys got up in the morning and they went to work and they worked their ass off. They got up at 5 o'clock. They're all married guys. You know where they wanted to go? They wanted to go to the goddamn bar and be left alone. There was bars all the way up to probably the mid-80s where no females were allowed. And you're like, yeah, Johnny, you're kind of bar now because you're gay because you had sex with a man that looked like Carl last night. But no. No, it's not that at all. They didn't want the women around because they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want the women around. They wanted to be able to cuss. They wanted to be able to talk shit about their wives. And they wanted to have kind of a secret, just drinks together, and not be fucking pounded by women. No women allowed. And these guys were the toughest of tough. These guys would fucking, these guys would just beat the shit out of you. You'd pull a gun on them, and they'd punch you in the face. I mean, there's the toughest guys ever. So these little smart-ass guys decided to call this guy up that runs the bar called the Tube Bar. Old people right now know exactly where I'm going with this, so shh. Spoiler alert, we got kids listening now. They got to hear this. This is classic. This started a bit on The Simpsons that lasted till this day. I don't even know if The Simpsons are still on, honestly. I gave up on it a long time ago because, I don't know, for the things you do on Sunday night, like, get pushy. There's a few other guys, too. Well, I watched all The Simpsons episodes, and they're quite good. Especially episode 422. Shut the fuck up. But there used to be a bar where you could go, and these tough guys would call in. And these little nerds like Carl and the Cardiffs and the Weirdos, the Blind Mikes, the Flat Brim Beard Guy. Would call this guy, like, this is what they're doing to me. They're poking the angry bear. So these fucking smartasses would call this guy up every day and just fuck with him. Check this out. This is the greatest. This is trolling.
Oh, Red Dead? Who is this calling?
Jackie.
Jackie?
Yeah, follow me.
Hello?
Hello, Red.
Yeah.
Is Stewie there?
Who?
No.
What's you?
P-E-I-T.
Stupid?
Yeah.
Well, you motherfucker, you godsucker. What do you think I'm not here, you godsucker?
I'm gonna fuck you up.
I'll cut your belly open, you fucking mother.
I'm
you want to fuck your mother, you son of a bitch, you lousy yellow bastard.
They would call it just to fucking harass this fucking guy who's tough as nails. He could hear it in his voice. Like, he could hear the glass in his voice. I'll come down there, you motherfuckers, and I'll strangle you, motherfucker. You tell you what, you cocksucker. You come down here, you get a punch in the face.
One more before we go, and then after that, we have the worst band of the week.
Hello.
Is Ben in?
Oh.
Ben.
What number did you want?
The Tube Bar, right?
Yes.
Let's read the Ben, please.
Who do you want to talk to?
Ben.
Ben?
Yeah.
Anybody's name Ben? 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 No, nobody
but that. His name is Mr. Dover. Mr. Dover's last name is.
Who is it?
Last name is Dover.
Ben Dover. Ben Dover. Not here.
How about you, Ben Dover? I can fuck you.
What?
How about you, Ben Dover? I can fuck you.
Listen here, cocksucker, if you come over here, I'll bust your
fucking nose. If I come over here, I'll bust your fucking nose.
Come on over here, you son of a bitch.
I won't even be there.
I'll be
fucking
here.
Fuck.
My name is Red. Red, come on over here.
Take your fucking
come on over
mouth.
Here,
you
son of a
stupid
bitch.
Fucking...
That's what's going on right now. It hasn't changed. This has been going on for 50 years. These guys, I think, in the 70s, we used to call this guy and harass this guy. I think he might have had a stroke on the phone one day. The old Tube Bar. No women allowed. No broads. Golden age of men. Golden age. That's why those guys stayed married all the time. They get off work. They get shit-faced. And then they go home, eat dinner, and go to bed. And get up and go to work today. Get shit-faced.
course you could stay married for 30 years. You don't have to talk to your wife and she fucking makes you dinner every night. Of course your marriage is going to last that long. Doesn't work that way anymore. Doesn't work that way anymore at all. There's no cell phones either. So you got off work. Your wife had no clue where the fuck you were. And you know what? She didn't care. Because back then, too, the wives were like, the more he's gone, the less he's here, the better I feel. I don't have to deal with that fucking asshole. It was a different time back then, and it was great. It was great. But I tell you what, I wonder if the trans walked into the red bar looking like Carl. They'd probably let him in. I wonder if this old man would eat and stick that pussy and leave a cream pie in it too like I did last night. I wonder if Red would do that. Come over here with that pussy. I'll put my cock in it for you. All right. Again, way too drunk, talking way too much. But that's what we do here. It is the midnight happy hour. Marijuana happy hour. I don't know where the midnight happy hour is, but it ain't here. That's way too early. All right. So before we play the worst band of the week, I want to thank everybody for sending in. Keep sending the worst band of the weekend over Twitter. Twitter is at Marijuana Happy. That is MHH Network Central right now. For the website goes up everything you need to know, every back show, everything you need to know is over on the Twitter page, the X page, over at Marijuana Happy. So go over and subscribe. Got the new page up. I'm trying to find all the old gang. I have a reunion show planned. Hopefully we can find them. We go on tour. And the tour's still on. Oh, the big announcement I forgot to tell everybody. Last night we had a fucking really cool stand-up show last night at the Durham Theater down in Vegas here. And I want to thank everybody for coming out last night. And the pre-taping of the MHH tour. And then we had some comedy out last night. And the big announcement. And OnlyFans TV will be filming the tour. And we'll be editing it and putting it up as we go. We're trying to figure out if we're going to do it kind of as we go along, or if we're just going to do the whole thing and edit it at the end. They're still letting us know on that. So the show could be starting as soon as October 1st or airing maybe the 1st of next year after the tour's over. So one more production, but the show is on OnlyFans TV. Everybody's like, that's just for naked chicks. No. It's OnlyFans TV. It's a brand new TV network that you can download on your TV right now. And they were looking for content. And I gave a guy a call over there that we do, a good old buddy of mine that I used to write with down in Santa Monica. And they're just looking for content. And they're like, I go, how about a stone guy getting in a van and driving across doing live shows? How is that not going to be entertaining? So October 1st, we are start filming for OnlyFans TV, the Marijuana Happy Hour Tour 2023. Very excited. And all the dates are going to be announced, ticket locations, everything that's going to be announced tomorrow. Of course, we announce it on the flagship Blog Talk Radio show tomorrow. All right. It's time for Worst Band of the Week. You guys sent me over a bunch of them. But this is the one we're going to go with tonight because I can't understand it. I'm scared of this band because the Terrifier is the drummer. I don't know if you guys have seen Terrifier and Terrifier 2, but probably the scariest horror films to come out in maybe 50 years. I would check them out. You can get them free over on, what is Fox's thing? What do they do? What is it? Just Google it and you can find out. You can watch it for free. Over on that channel, God, I'm stoned, I can't remember. They got old guy stoner thing going on tonight. The thing with the one thing, it's over there. All right, worst band of the week. Worst band of the week. The name of this band is called, let's see, let me pull up there. The Midnight Devils. They have Terrifier as the drummer. And they have, I'm trying to explain the guitar player. Trying to think what he looks like. He kind of looks like a drunk Nick Nolte on guitar. And the bass player is trying a little too hard with the makeup and the stuff. I don't know. This guy is, I don't see, this is a, is it a woman? Is it a man? I don't know. Are these women and men? Is the guitar player the ugliest woman I've ever seen? They weren't a lot of makeup. Somebody sent me over to this and I was like, what the fuck is this? This is, you're serious, right? 10,000 people have watched this video. And I'm like, how? Why? It's got to be for the comedy, right? We are a comedy show. So with no further avail, the band is from Chicago. I don't even know if they're still around anymore. I don't know how old this video is. Might be one of the worst things I've ever seen. You let us know. Maybe if you like it, let us know. And if you like it, go over and check them out. But check this out. The video, the whole thing. Worst band of the week. All right. That is Worst Band of the Week. Wow.
Now, when they mixed the album down, I'm just putting it out there. Did they realize that their guitars were out of tune? Did they realize that the guitar and the bass aren't even tuned to the same key? Do you understand that when you sing, you're supposed to, you know, sing on key? That is the absolute worst singer I've ever heard. I don't know who that guy is, but he cannot sing. So these guys went in and recorded that, mixed that down, and go, yep, this sounds fucking tits, bro. This is it. This is our hit single. Dude, we're going to make it big. When Terrifier ain't making movies, he'll be playing the drums. And if people don't like us, Terrifier will murder them and scalp them, eat their brains, beat their brains and cut their penises off and shove it in your mouth. It's insane. That Terrifier is terrifying. And I didn't know he was a drummer. Now, the other thing, maybe the drums could be on time. I don't know. Timing. So what makes a good song? Timing. A hook. It's sounding good. It being on key. It being on time. It. Everything about this song is terrible. Like I said, the guitar's out of tune. The bass is out of tune. The drums are flat. Out of time. The vocals aren't even close to being. But I guess I think it is they put a chick in a video and pretend to do cocaine and pretend to roll joints on the streets. Maybe that'll be cool. People think they're cool. You gotta, fellas, I'm gonna give you a little advice. Okay? It looks like you have some money from somewhere. I don't know. I know nothing about these guys. I don't know where they're from. It just says Chicago. But you gotta have somebody listen to your music and go, hey, at least throw a pitch corrector on the vocal. I mean, it's 2023. Your vocals don't have to be out of key. You can run it through a pitch corrector in literally 5 minutes and fix that song. The lyrics are so unoriginal. It's just so, what are you trying to do? I guess you're just spending your trust fund money. These must be some trust fund kids or something. I don't even understand where you come up with the money and the time to do that. The fireworks alone were like $100. I think investing $100 into that van is a little too much. But they got scaffolding and fireworks, and I bet they spent $200 painting their faces white. And I don't even know. I don't even have words for the guitar player guy. I don't even have words for that. I don't. He's kind of like a combination of Perry and all the inside people know who Perry is. Never mind. And maybe he looks like a drunk version of Stevie Ray Vaughan. Maybe, I don't know. And he plays one of those gay guitars, like in the '80s, like when you'd show up to a club and you'd see a guy on stage playing guitar like that, you would just go up and punch him in the face and say, what are you doing? What's with the guitar? What's with the goofy guitar? That's fucking gay. Super gay. Gay guitars, bad vocals. This is this week's Marijuana Happy Hour. Horrible band of the week. And if you find a horrible band that needs to be made fun of, like we did tonight, you need to send clips over to us, or just send the name of the band. You don't even have to send us the clip. Just, you're on YouTube one day, you see a band, you're like, what the fuck was that? Why did anybody spend any money trying to release that? Send it over to me over at Marijuana Happy. That's it for tonight. Tomorrow, back on AM 420 for a Thursday show, and we'll see you guys later. Good night, everybody. Good night. It's time to go, and I'm feeling all right. Time to find the last clip of the night to get us out of the show. Good night, everybody. Listen to the sound of the guilty quiet.
Голос 9 миль.